now for 6 minutes of stardom, and this week we're featuring Chattanooga's own Suavo. Suavo,
yes,
welcome to the studio.
We in the building. Thanks
absolutely,
for
absolutely. You are actually highly requested. I'm always asking people, you know, what kind of local artists do we have on the air? Who should I talk to? And people are constantly texting in Suavo. You got to get Suavo on.
Yeah, man.
So here we are. So I reached out to you. I'm so happy that you were able to do this.
Man, I'm thankful for having me, man.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Absolutely. We're going to play your song Red coming up in just a few moments. But first, let's get to know you as an artist. I know you've been doing music for quite some time, probably about, pretty much half your life.
Yeah, like 17 years, bro. I've been in it.
So how do you get started? How did you find out that you had musical talent? I know you do a little bit of everything from the saxophone to rapping, producing.
Yeah. Well, I've been actually doing all of those things. So I started doing all of those things kind of simultaneously. About 17 years ago, my mom had me heavy in the music scene. I was doing poetry, writing. I started in the high school band, picked up saxophone, started playing in churches. The adventures started gigging and busking, and it just got bigger and bigger. I've been networking and plugging myself ever since then. Now I'm trying to get a little bit. I want to always be an artist, but I'm trying to get some of that back end. I'm trying to get some of that back end bread. You
know? Okay. All right. Yeah. So try and maybe produce a little bit on your own for other artists?
Oh, well, I do that, but I mean more like the business end, so I'm really into sync right now. So I'm doing like an email blast of music's artist music and stuff like that, trying to get them placed on TV shows and, you know, stuff like that.
All right. So working the business end of things well. I like that a lot. How did you get started in the music? Why the saxophone? I know you said your mom was kind of the influence, but what like inspired you to pick up a saxophone?
My mom said that's what the girls liked. But, to be honest, she said the girls love the saxophone players. And you know, I must say, you know, 6 years in, 6-7 years, you know, I thought she was a liar. I'm like, Mom, they don't like me at all. But 10 years in, you know, it started making sense to me.
Okay.
You know, I got a couple kids out
there.
All
right. Yeah. All thanks to the saxophone.
Yeah, man.
I saw you perform actually at a 423 day. Last back in April, which was fantastic. That was the first time I was able to see you. I know that you are out and about performing everywhere. In fact, on your little write-up sheet, you said it'd probably be easier to name the venues that you haven't performed
for
at.
For sure.
When it comes to the Chattanooga local scene, and you're from Chattanooga, right?
Yes.
Born and raised, the whole thing. What are your feelings on the local music scene? How do you feel? Is it good, bad, ugly? What do you think's going on?
Oh, it's growing. It's growing. I love it. It's definitely growing. I'd say... all we need is some marketing tips. We just need the artists to know how to market themselves so that we can sell more tickets, so that the venues will take more of a liking to our local artists. But as far as talent, I feel like we raised the bar. We set the bar. I feel like we got some of the most talented artists anywhere has ever seen.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know. Sure. I completely agree. And that's one of the reasons we're doing this local music segment now, featuring artists every week, much like yourself, to come in here and talk about it. Because I do believe there is a great scene of music here, no matter the genre, whether it's hip hop or you're falling into the rock and roll and everything else that's been going on. And that's what the segment's all about. So I completely agree for that. When it comes to a creative process for you, whether you're producing behind the scenes, maybe coming up with beats, whatever the case may be, what inspires Suavo as an artist?
Man, just life in general, just really just everything. I just want to talk about my life, express myself the way that I want to express it. Like if you've heard my music, I don't sound like anybody. There's not anybody that you can compare any of my songs to and be like, oh, you sound like this person. I got a whole new, fresh approach to music, and it's just really self-expression. You know, I have a few artists that I look up to, but other than that, I try to just sharpen my own sword, you know?
Who should I be listening to for your influences? Who influences you as an artist?
Ooh.
I know you got a list, but you might as well give him some shout outs.
I like Smino, I like Isaiah Rashad, I like Kendrick Lamar, I like you know, even on the jazz end, John Coltrane, I like Stevie Wonder. Man, those are some of the biggest influences, there's a lot of them, man.
It's very cool. Finding new influences every day, I'm sure.
Every day, yeah.
What are you currently working on? I know that we're bringing the song Red right now. You came up with that one a little while ago, kind of the song that Suavo pushes. But what are you working on that's up and coming? What's the new stuff that's happening?
I got like 3 different EPs with 3 different approaches to music coming. A couple of them have names. One is Pimpin' Distress. The other one is instrumental. So because I make beats, I'm a producer. So I collab with some of my musician friends. So I'm going to put out a beat tape. It's called, I'm going to save those two, but I got a couple.
All right. We'll have to have you come back when you have release some new stuff.
Let's
so we
that.
Can get it on there for
Let's
you
do
for
that.
Sure. I know that you love to perform, whether that be playing the saxophone for a crowd or, of course, going up and doing the singing and the rapping. What's a performance like if people haven't seen you yet? What's a performance like from Suavo?
It's all over the place. So it's definitely a ride of emotions. I can take you through. I'm going to take you on a journey every time, whether I'm rapping or I'm doing a acapella rap for you, or I'm playing a saxophone, or I'm playing keys and rapping at the same time, or I'm singing a song, I'm telling a story. I always perform with the person who's watching in mind, like, what would I want to pay to see? You know, I always keep that in mind. And the story is always important. You know, in marketing, people are going to buy your story. So with any time I perform, I'm trying to sell you a story. I'm trying to tell you my story and then hopefully inspire you.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you're all about the inspiration, too.
Sure.
I know you want people to follow their dreams. I know you said that at the performance I saw you, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what you want people to get out of that. And mm-hmm. I dig that. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I love the art of failing better.
Yes.
I talk about that a lot, failing better. People
sure.
are scared to fail.
Sure.
You know? And I'm like, yeah.
We mentioned you've been all over the community doing different things. I know you work with SoundCore and a bunch of different community mm-hmm. Organizations and nonprofits and things of mm-hmm. that nature. What does that mean to you to be part of the community and helping out in that front?
That's what it's all about to me. Why are you doing it? You know,
sure.
Everybody wants to be an artist, but they fail to know why they do it. So impacting the community is just, I've always had a heart for the community. I always had a heart for the youth. So anything that I can do to help inspire the community and the youth to be creative, you know, I'm going to do my best to do that.
Sure. Any favorite organizations out there that like to give a little bit of a plug?
Oh, yeah.
I know you work with a whole bunch, so it's hard to pick some favorites. But
so SoundCore, for sure. Hip Hop Cha, Dynamo. Those are Rise Chattanooga. Those are definitely my go-to when I think of the creative nonprofits. But Rhyme and Chat is another. My mom is she's the president of
okay.
that organization.
Sure.
But I also got to give a shout out to 3MC Car Club. So I'm a part of a car club as well, and we do a lot of community impact things. So
that's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And like you said, from being from the area too, that has to make it even more important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Swavo, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on. I know
thanks
it's 6 minutes. 6 minutes of starting. Goes by quick.
Goes by quick, man.
So you're working on the EPs, new music. Is there any kind of shows coming up at this point? Or are we still kind of just?
Just follow my social media and keep
okay.
tabs. SWAYYVO. Just follow me. I'm posting something every day.
Perfect. Yeah, and we'll make sure to link up to all the links and all of the details are on our Instagram at Hits96Radio. You can go to Hits96.com too for the links. Music videos too. You get some great music videos. You obviously work in some great videographers in the area, making them local and stuff like that. What's your creative process behind the music videos real quick? Are you a big part of that?
Yeah, for sure. Just this last one was the first time I ever had a director for any of my videos. So
okay.
that was super great. And it's actually my favorite video I've shot so far. But other than that, no, me and my boy Ben Green, we lock in on the idea and we just get to rolling.
Yeah, you guys do a nice job.
Yeah,
they look great.
That,
they look
appreciate
great.
That.
And I'm going to post the links again. That's up at hits96.com or will be later on this evening. All right, Swavo, we're going to play Red. What should people know about this song before they hear it?
This song was on 2K. This song was featured on NBA highlights. This song, oh man, bro, I've taken this song up through there. It's a favorite for sure.
It's done well for you. All right, here we go. Swavo Red. Thank you so much, Swavo, for coming in. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, here it is. Swavo's Red on Hits 96.